It's the Playhouse Podcast with Kat and JJ on demand, even if you're on the can.
Dude, come on.
You ever had somebody throw something directly at your car, like maybe some Chick-fil-A packets or maybe the gummy bear that everybody was talking about that hit Kat right in the face? If you haven't heard this story, it's what we're sticking around for. It's coming up in a couple minutes. Let's get the podcast flowing.
Hit me with a free.
Money. Win.
Today is a good day to be caller number 10 as the jackpot is jacked up to $4,000 for Miss Heidi.
Heidi, what you doing today on this fine Thursday?
Just on my way to work.
Okay. Yeah, sounds like you're in the car. Where do you? What do you do for a living?
I work at Alexandria College.
Gotcha. So here's the dealio. Five words are all that stands between you and $4,000. Have you heard this game before?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So then you should already know, probably by the time you were calling, if you got through as caller number 10, who you were going to play with. So who do you think gives you the best chance at winning all this money right now, Kat or myself? All right, Kat,
okay.
Off you go. We will usher her out of the studio, and then you and I will spend a little time with five little words. Your only objective is to give me the first word that pops into your mind when you hear these words. Let's make sure Kat is safely beyond ear distance right now. Hang on. All right, she's out in the hallway. It's all soundproof out there, so let's go, Heidi. You're going to get five words, and you, again, only need to give me the first word that pops into your mind. You ready to go?
Yep.
Let's do this. Heidi, what's the first word you think of when you hear no?
Yes.
Perfect. Happy.
Bad.
Heidi, the first word that pops into your mind when you hear the word time.
You said time?
T-I-M-E, time, yep.
Boy, that's a tough one.
Clock. Yeah, that was where I would have went. Heidi, about the first word that pops into your mind when you hear slip, S-L-I-P.
Ball.
Yeah, same. And your last one. What's the first word you think of when you hear the word weak, W-E-E-K?
Days.
Perfect. All right, I think these are good. Let's go. We'll get Kat back in the studio here, see if she can match up with what you had said for $4,000. How do you feel about this on a scale of 1 to 10? How good are you feeling?
Like a 7.
She's a solid 7 on her confidence right now. So without further ado, Kat's headphoned up, and here we go. There's a couple slam dunks here, I think. You got a couple that are marginal, but I don't think any of them are out of reach, Kat.
Okay. Bring
What's
it on.
The first word that pops into your head when you hear the word no? N-O.
Yes. Okay. She know me. She knows me.
Kat, what is the first word that pops into your head when you hear the word happy?
Sad. Okay. We're playing this game.
Kat, the first word that pops into your head when you hear the word time.
Could either say clock or watch. Time. I'm going to say clock. Wait.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He was making a face. I was like, wait. Okay. Oh, my God.
Two words left for $4,000. Kat, what's the first word that pops into your mind when you hear slip?
Ball.
Yeah, buddy.
Are you kidding me?
We are one word away.
Stop celebrating.
From $4,000.
Every time we make a big deal about being at four, it goes south. And I don't want it to do that.
Heidi, How are we feeling right now?
I'm feeling good. Get a cat.
Cat for $4,000. What is the first word that pops into your head when you hear weak, W-E-E-K?
As in week long, days, week days, weekday, week. Weekday.
That's what you're going with?
Yeah.
We just gave away four.
Yes. Oh my God! Oh my
yeah!
God! Oh my God!
Yeah! That's it! Weekday!
Oh my God!
$4,000, Heidi!
Are you kidding me?
Yeah!
I did it!
Yeah!
Heidi, I did it! I'm just kidding. Oh my God.
Oh my God! Thank you so much.
No. That's it. You guys are on the same page. That
oh
is
$4,000.
Oh, my God.
Holy Hannah. I watched a film in French last night, but it had... Okay, so...
Lots of boobies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they were, like, not the best looking boobs, but they were, like... I mean, these are super thin, beautiful women.
Free so boobs. Stop
they were like
complaining.
Ski jumps. But I mean, beautiful women.
Moguls.
But no, like the ski jump off 494.
Oh,
you know, like
with, that, right? Like we're
where like Eddie the Eagle would practice. But anyway, it was pretty sexy, but I kept
Sounds
getting,
like it.
I kept getting caught up on the mouth, you know, like. I tried to look at the eyes or like stuff around the face because if I watched the mouth, then I wouldn't be paying attention to the words that were
and do you know any
being
French
dubbed
at all?
Over. No, it was in English. Like it was a French movie.
Oh, I thought you were watching
like
it with the
games.
Subtitles on. I get it.
So, yeah, watch that. And I always
That's what your
forget.
Your life has come to. You're watching movies.
I always
dubbed
forget
in
how big our TV is and like how much people could probably see from the road if they're walking their dog. Like, wow, French boobs. Wonderful. So, yeah, that was my evening. Derek had to work late and cut two. We're here.
I got the grocery list from my wife at the gym, and so I ran to Costco yesterday. And I have quickly realized this last year of my life, I've become such an old separatist. Like, and here's the perfect example. I get done at the gym. I change. I'm headed over to Costco. I'm about halfway in the door. I go, crap. I had to turn around and get, not my Costco card,
yeah,
but my AirPods, so that I could just walk around and not talk to anybody.
Uh-huh.
Kept my head down, made my quick lap, got everything, got home just in time to go to baseball practice so we could stand in the rain for about a half hour.
Do you try not to look as rude by, like, answering randomly? Like,
no,
oh, yeah,
no,
yep, I got that.
I just and like I'll tell you what, if you can go to Costco at, like, noon, 1 o'clock, pretty low traffic area.
Yeah, it's my prime time.
But I kind of realized, boy, like, you're kind of becoming antisocial.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kept my AirPods in, but then I thought about it on the way home about how I probably shouldn't do that anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a rough look or not, but it was very unapproachable, and I didn't get approached. And so mission accomplished.
Are you constantly getting approached? Like,
no,
I never get approached.
I find it, you know, the longer I've lived here, I mean, I've lived here for 20 years now. Almost everywhere I go, I know somebody. I've coached their kid. I've been to church with them. I've sat on a board with them or whatever. And it's not that I don't like these people, but I was so focused on trying. My time frame to get all this shopping done was so small. And I knew if I saw somebody that I knew and started a conversation, it's never less than 15 or 20 minutes. And I'm like, I just don't have that time. I just don't have that time. I got to hustle through. So
if you walk everywhere fast, people will think that you got somewhere to go.
You can't at this time
of the day. You're kind of looking a gift horse in the mouth. Do you know how many people don't know anybody?
Yeah.
Or like don't really have that interaction? We have somebody that started working here like a year ago and he like does not have any friends. What a lonely world.
Yeah.
To go everywhere.
I don't want to look that gift horse in the mouth, but I was streamlined. And here's the part about going fast in Costco. At that time of the day, there are so many people on scooters, the elderly, that if you're going fast and they pull out ahead of you, it's a giant mess.
Yeah.
And I'm not really in the business of taking out some guy that's 80 just trying to follow his wife through Costco.
Okay.
Like, what groups do you belong to on Facebook? Maybe I just don't have enough time. Mm-hmm. Like, I will every once in a while, I never post to them because I don't have anything to add to these people. Plus, I know it's probably going to start a Facebook fight, and I'm not into that. But what?
What?
I'm into the real life verbal battles. Oh, I'll do that all day. Yeah. You want to call the show and argue? I'm into that. But
so I have two groups that I'm, maybe, well, does my book club count as a group?
Yeah, I guess. Maybe. I mean, a lot of people can chime in on it, right?
But I'm part of Ostomy Buddies.
You're still doing that?
Yeah, I am. Because it's far past the ostomy that people belong to this group. It's like things that, you know, could occur with your body down the road.
They help support everybody else that's going through it.
Here's a heads up. Here's some medicine that really worked for me. I don't know if you want to talk to your doctor about it.
Productive group.
It is a productive group. And it's really, there's this guy, he's an African-American guy, and he will post and he's got the sweetest smile. But so it's a trend. Hashtag bag, no bag or whatever. So you have your bag on, but you can't tell. So he's always like hashtag bag, no bag. And he'll have like a workout outfit on it. And you can't tell that he has a huge crap bag.
Okay.
It's a weird trend that's on this page.
Do you go to it every day?
No, but it'll pop up anytime anybody. It's part of the algorithm. But he's such a sweet face. And he's always like, good morning, ostomy friends.
So that's his main support group, right? He's probably on there every day.
Yeah. If you don't have an attitude like he does, you know, it's kind of a hard thing to deal with. So I don't know, just seeing them. And then it's also really sad when people's insurance fails them.
Ooh.
And they can't afford to have medical bags, and they'll tape Target bags onto their stomach. And that's where their waste goes. It is a travesty. It is like the U.S. medical system is failing those people. And then you get infections. And then you're back in the hospital. I can't even imagine living that life. So, and then it's the trading of the bags. Hey, I have this number. Can I mail it to you? You know, it's kind of a support system. So it's really nice.
Listen to the podcast and then send this to your kids in school and go, this is why you need to get a good job. You
yes.
need to learn a trade or get a degree. Or, I mean, you can't just, because you got to get insurance.
Yep.
And next thing you know, you're strapping a Target bag to your hip.
I can't imagine like that.
Just that smell.
Crazy. And it doesn't really smell. It's not the smell. It's the infection that you are
Oof.
Like could incur.
Well, that went sideways fast, but I was going to ping everybody and ask what's your favorite Facebook group, the group that you belong to? Like this one just clearly came out of this Eclipse group. And I was like, if somebody would ask me,
I belong to that. I like
to be
Eclipse.
In the Eclipse group. I would have been like, no, I'm good here. But what one do you, you kind of check it out almost every single day. Is there a group that you belong to that you find a little comfort in? You should text it to us. We can check it out. I want to know what has been thrown at your car. Yesterday, I had a friend post online about after he had dropped his son off for, I think it was golf practice, kids jumped out on the road and slammed his car with Chick-fil-A sauce.
Oh my God.
They blistered his vehicle with Chick-fil-A sauce. They like jumped out of nowhere and all of a sudden you heard poom, 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 poom. And there's Chick-fil-A sauce everywhere. Now, number one, don't waste that good stuff. That's like liquid gold. Number two,
oh my God, God help them.
He was trying to figure out why he got targeted. Nice guy, great kids, but maybe it was mistaken identity, but it made me start immediately thinking when I saw this about you getting plucked with the hard gummy bear.
I'm going to tell the story because you were not there and you won't tell it properly. It was frightening and it was unnecessary. I was driving home after a day of work and I'll call them hooligans because that's what they were. When you see a sedan, a four-door sedan with four people in it between the ages of 18 and 22, nothing is going to go right. They've been hotboxing somewhere and they're up to no good. They're next to my vehicle. I have my window down and I catch a hard gummy bear to my upper cheek, which is too close to my eyeball. That could have done some damage. And so as we start inching, and they're idiots too, by the way, because you have to stop at a stoplight every 20 feet. So they try to elude me, haha, jokes on them. I see that they pull into the Fleet Farm parking lot. Boop, 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 boop. I call non-emergency. I didn't call emergency.
Who has
non-emergency? I didn't tie up the line for a murder.
Other than you.
I call non-emergency. I say, hey, you might want to go check out this forest green sedan. Four kids, they're throwing gummy bears into people's windows and hitting people's faces. All I see is this little grandma, and they clock her in the eye, and she's done for, and she goes off the road. That's all I saw. So hopefully.
Now, any lasting damage from this gummy bear attack?
We won't know.
It's too early to tell.
Maybe another decade goes by and something starts to kick in, but it was hard. It was like on the floor for days. Hard.
Now, do you think you were specifically targeted, or you were just in the wrong place at the wrong time for this
wrong
gummy bear
place,
attack?
Wrong time. But the laugh that they did, like, and I gotcha laugh, I was like, okay, you keep laughing like that because I'm a laugh at the end. And hopefully they were thrown in jail.
Dave texted in. He said, I grew up in upstate New York, so we would throw snowballs at cars in our neighborhood until one day the guy slammed on his brakes. He got out and chased us into the woods, and he sat in his car smoking cigarettes waiting for us. Luckily, after an hour, he drove away.
I mean, what makes you go? I know that there was an overpass on the interstate that some guy got arrested because he'd walk by and throw pebbles.
Yeah, that's dangerous, man.
And it would land and pepper cars' windshields. And that's really dangerous.
Greg had said, as a teen, we would stop late night at a donut shop, get a dozen jellies, and randomly throw them at people as we drove by them. It's a total you-know-what move, but we laughed our asses off as we drove away from a dude who was just standing there wondering what the hell just happened.
Wow. I'm a true karma believer. That stuff comes back. It really does. But what was upsetting was that all four people in the car were in on it. You know, we didn't just have one that had the harebrained idea to throw stuff through people's windows.
Like, hey,
all four of them. We got one.
Look at that chick. Let's hit her with the hardball. Earlier in the podcast, you heard us give away $4,000 with our game Coulda, Shoulda, Woulda. Well, we're playing the same exact game Friday morning during the live show at 8:40, but this time for $5,000. So make a point to be there as we wrap up the podcast.
Who has a deal with your spouse? Like, you pay electric and phone, they pay their car and house or whatever, but you guys are married. But you don't have one person just paying all the bills. This woman is telling her house or her husband that she is allergic to paying bills.
You have now been promoted.
No, what is that?
What do you mean, no? It's the car note and the mortgage.
Why are you giving it to me? You got it on auto pay?
Nay, I took it off auto pay just for this month, just so you can take care of it, just for your boy.
Why do I want to do that?
You're not excited of the opportunity to pay the bills for the first time?
Babe, I haven't paid a bill in 6 years.
This is an opportunity.
I don't want to do it.
I don't want to do it. I get it, girl. I don't want to do it either. But a lot of people actually have that arrangement. I don't think I could do that because I would always be worried if the person paid it.
My sister, when she first got married, her husband already owned a home, and they had their stuff split up all the time. I'll take care of this, this, and this. You take care of this, this, and this off of your checks.
My mom pays the mortgage, and then my dad pays everything else. Light, water, waste management, all that.
I don't even know what I pay or what my wife pays. I mean, she's in finance, so the money goes into an account, and then it comes out of an account.
But what if, God forbid, something happened, and you wouldn't know where to start?
I would have zero idea. Now, most of our stuff is on auto pay. For that simple reason. But if she just disappeared one day, all our bills would go unpaid for a long time.
I had to go over our Excel. I have an Excel spreadsheet on my computer.
That's smart.
And I show Derek, these are the bills that come out this day. These are this. And so hopefully.
No, I trust her to do that. She trusts me to do everything else.
Okay.
Like, you know. Hey, Marcia, what's good? How are you?
I'm good. How are you two?
We're doing really, really well. Thanks for calling. Who's going to get the bingo here? Which one do you fit?
Cat.
All right, so you guys have a definite split in the bills. What do you take care of?
I take care of the bills that come to the house, and he takes care of the car insurance and that, and I have health insurance through my work, and so, yeah, it works out.
What do you mean the bills that come to the house? Don't all your bills come to the house?
Well, no, because he owns his own business, and so some bills come to his business and that. So.
All right, so he's responsible
for
that.
But, I pay the electric at the house, and I pay my credit card bill. He pays his credit card bill.
And nobody has ever fallen short or forgot and lights out one night and you're like, did you forget?
Nope.
Okay, good.
What's that like to be able to trust your husband with that kind of responsibility? Because I'd never know.
It's good. We've been married 30 plus years, so it's worked from day one.
I don't want to make it seem like I don't trust Derek at all. I think he's very, if he's given a task, he's very, I don't want to fail at it,
sure.
You know? But it's like, I'm so much, I just want to be in control of that aspect because when you don't have financial security for your family, you know, that's a tough spot to be in. And I like to be in charge of that.
Marcia, has it been this way since like first day of marriage or is something you adapted over 30 years?
Pretty much the first day of marriage. Yep.
And you guys just came to an agreement. You said you take care of these. I'll take care of these. Now, what happens when you get like a new expense? Like, did you put kids through college and then you had some student loans? Like, how do you determine who takes on the newest expense?
We just kind of talk about it. It's like, okay, can you handle taking care of this payment or yeah.
Are there any?
We'll talk about it that
communication.
Way.
Oh, communication.
Are there any surprises that pop up where you're all of a sudden like, wait, why are we paying for Hulu? I didn't know we had Hulu. And he's like, oh, yeah, I got it 6 months ago. Has that ever happened?
Nope. Not that I can recall. So, yeah.
Well, you sound like you're in
And I'm not much of a TV watcher. So, you know, if he got Hulu or he got, well, we have Netflix. But, yeah, I, you know, it'd be like, okay, whatever.
So what do you do? If you...
What
you
do? I work
TV.
From home. Oh, well, I mean, he turns it on. He's in control of the TV. Okay. So, I mean, I watch it if he's there. But
Kat can't fathom that other people do things in their life besides watch garbage TV all
night. I love watching TV. I think TV is fun. I think it's entertaining. I obviously have a pretty good balance. I don't sit in front of the boob tube all day. But, I mean, if I find something that I like to watch, and there are a lot of shows that bring our family together.
For instance?
Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
Wednesday brought Liam and I together. Like, we love snuggling watching Wednesday. We cannot wait for the next season.
Can you help me? Can you help me? Can you help me? Everybody!
Other people's problems. That's what our OPP stands for. And Christina's got one with her hubby and his brother. Can you break this down for us?
Okay, so my husband is a twin, and he and his brother they've actually, you know, honestly, have had a lot of tragedy in their life. Like, they lost their parents, and it's just not been good. But, and my husband's been a good supportive brother, twin brother, but it's gone too far now. Like, they're always together all the time. Every free moment we have, his brother's there. Okay. And now he wants, you know, to find out if he can move in with us while he saves money for a down payment. And then I'll never get a free moment without him. Like, am I being heartless or, like, is it okay to, like, want my private space with my spouse?
Well, like, how long is he wanting to move in for to save money for a down payment for a house, I assume? That's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for a house. But, I mean, he doesn't have anything right now. So,
yeah.
Who knows how long that'll be.
Okay, so we have an indefinite time situation that he'll be impeding into your home on your lifestyle. I would say, and you know how close they are, you need personally a timeline that you can all be comfortable with.
It's family. You can't be kicking this guy out.
I think you can after a certain amount of time. This is a grown man.
He's got stuff going on, man. I can't believe you're going to throw him on the street here.
I didn't say throw him on the street. I just mean he needs to go somewhere else.
So I think we need to find out exactly what you would do. As you're listening to this right now, what would you do if you were Christina? You're big into putting the timeline in on this.
I do think that everyone should be on the same timeline because odds of him getting comfortable being there are pretty good.
Let's say it's your sister.
Family.
She's got to move in with you guys. You're going to give her a timeline into when she's got to get out of your house?
Yeah, I would.
No,
I would
you
respect
wouldn't.
My husband. Derek loves our house as his space. It's his, he goes home and he can relax and stuff. When you have someone that is thrown in the mix and the other person is uncomfortable.
If she's got nowhere else to go, you're still saying you got till May 30th and you got to get out?
Well, I think something that is doable, like if she's not going to have enough money by that day, like can we say 90 days from now, you'll be able to put a down payment on a house somewhere or whatever. But
man, that's heartless. This
I mean,
is
if
family.
You're given a place to stay with your basically your other half, that's how twins look at each other. You know, if one's gone, half of them is missing. He's not going to want to leave.